Jim Brewer coming to New Haven, and he is on the line now. Good morning.
Good morning. It is a pleasure to be in your presence, as always.
You have that tone where you don't really know
if it's on the phone.
It's sincere or sarcasm.
I'd rather be right in front of you.
I love it. Welcome back, brother.
How are you?
Good.
Good over there?
Everything's great, man.
So far.
We're living the dream.
Yeah.
You know?
We're living the dream as we prepare for the madness of 2024. What will come next? Will we have more aliens walking malls? Will we? Who knows what's on the horizon?
What do you mean more aliens walking malls?
Was there one?
Did I miss something?
Yeah, come on, Miami, crushing it.
Miami, what kind of alien was it?
You haven't heard this?
No.
This was like a couple months ago during the Great Distractions. Aliens were seen walking in a Miami mall. Go ahead, Google it.
Okay, I'm guessing there better be a picture.
And then, of course, think there'd be incredible footage, but no, all the interviews were like, well, trust me, when you're in the presence of aliens, the last thing you want to do is videotape. So, because, you know, no video.
Yeah,
they actually aired this on the news.
Right, but someone dying in a car accident will film that. But an alien, no.
Right.
A 10-foot alien outside mall in Miami. Wow.
Came through a portal.
How do we miss this one?
Now, do you call into, like, you know, air traffic control on that one? I'm landing.
This is going to be some year. I can't wait.
I thought I smoked
a lot
of weed.
You got to smoke weed to come up with that story and actually sell it.
But you know what? In some other dimension, this alien gets into their dumbass news because it's like, idiot showed up at a mall.
Yeah, right, went to a mall. Right. He could have gone to the White House.
Right.
You're an idiot. Of all places, you show up in Miami?
Right.
You could go to, like, the Swiss Alps.
Okay.
Just enjoy life somewhere. You go to a mall.
Wow.
Look for Nikes.
That's funny.
I go to the Gap.
I typed in Alien Miami, and I got the wrong story. I got a guy from Cuba.
Alien Gonzalez.
Alien, not alien.
Alien Gonzalez. Jeez. Forgot.
Wow, I forgot about that story.
Oh, yeah.
So how's life in your world?
Good. Well, I saw you
in
Richfield right as Boston Marathon bombing thing happened. A lot of your show was on that. And I thought, how did he come up with all of this? And it seemed like it was perfected and well-crafted material.
Well-tooled.
As something right from the headlines that we're all experiencing in the moment. It was wild. I was blown away.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. That's my style. I like to riff and look at the different angle. I remember that. I remember that whole shebigle. And to me, that was more of an attack. You know, some people watch that bit, and it's still on YouTube, and they'll go, oh, wow, it's so funny. But what I'm really doing is, in my mind, trying to point out the brainwashing of the story, because that at the end of the day, that's what it was. It's like, okay, so the bombing, I'm not gonna debate if that happened. What preceded after? You locked down an entire city. We have the highest technology military in the world. You locked down Boston, going door to door with lasers, heat seeking dogs up and down the street, and then you declare a state of no one's allowed outside. And then the minute they declare they can't find them, some guy finds them in his boat with a trail of blood. Oh, okay, sure.
Is this him?
Oh, he can't talk.
Is this him?
He can't talk. He's shot in the... Oh, wow. Boy, amazing how that turned out. What a crock of donkey dust.
But can I tell you that I knew I was watching greatness when you brought that up and the whole place went quiet because it was so close to the event.
Right.
And I thought,
soon moment.
This is like too soon, too close.
Yeah.
And how you maneuvered and just owned
that
crowd. We were done. Like that room was gasping for air. Like I found parts of my lung I haven't found since I was smoking.
Well, there it is.
I was like, this guy's a freaking genius.
Yeah.
Like he's a master craftsman.
Yep.
It was wild.
I like it's dissecting a bomb. I love dissecting bombs.
Okay.
I continue to do my best to dissect the bomb.
Yeah, that's what you're doing, because that could have went off in your face.
It could have been a bomb.
That could have been real bad.
Yes. could have been extremely dangerous. That's just someone described. I don't know why I was putting myself in those positions too. Well, I enjoy them. I really do. I'm not going to lie to you. I don't know if it's a thrill seeker thing. Even touring, when I would tour Metallica, it was like, dude, what are you? Basically, I'm dissecting a bomb every night. That's all I'm doing. When I went on that tour, it was no different than when you go to the circus when you were a kid. In the circus, when they bring out the lions and that one jackass is in the middle with bullwhip and the top hat.
Yep.
And all the lions are in a circle roaring at them. And once in a while, one gets off the stool. And there's a little part of you that really kind of hopes the guy with the hat goes down.
What little part?
Right. You really want him to go down. You want him to go down.
I paid money for seeing this.
Sometimes that's a lot of the shows that I end up doing. So it's nice to walk out with the hat still on.
Yeah, that's the element of danger. Like, wow, this guy, he's not just coming out telling a couple of jokes.
Yeah.
He's taking on stuff we're talking about right now.
Walking the high wire.
And he's putting himself in jeopardy.
Yep.
Well, yes. It's I never feared how the social status feels. And it's just whatever. I don't get a tap out in another 3-5 years. P.S. cut to us talking another 3 to 5 years. No, it's going to be another 3 to 5 years. 3 to 5 years. I'm going to buy it. Maybe I'll go to Costa Rica or something like
nice.
That. Just tap out, get a farm, live with the sloth, and just enjoy from a distance.
Yeah. George Carlin said that. He said, because he paid attention to a lot of what was happening and it was making him angry.
Yeah.
And he said, I had to just look at it from a viewer point of view that these people are all crazy and just find the humor in it.
Yep, exactly.
And detach yourself from it.
Yep.
A listener. Bedelia's in the studio, and she's a member of our tribe, and we invited her in today for the first time, and she lives in an RV out in a field, and she met her husband by throwing a cue ball at his forehead.
Oh, no, side of his head.
Oh,
side of his head, right.
Oh, okay. A great love story.
It is.
He married me twice.
Well, he forgot the first one because he hit him with the cue ball.
Oh, no, I hit him pretty hard.
Matter of fact, I'm going to find your song. I know your song. Hold on. So, he's my honey. Hold on. I'm going to get the name of this thing. Continue. Let me know more about
it. Need more info.
All right, yeah, so Bedelia lives in a field, in an RV.
Right.
The RV doesn't move. It just sits in the field.
Right.
Yeah, she owned a bar called Knuckleheads.
Right.
That's where she met her husband.
In Spite of Ourselves by John Prine and Iris DeMont. That is this woman's and husband's love song right there. You can play it.
She don't like her eggs all runny. She thinks crossing her legs is funny. She looks down her nose at money. She gets it on like the Easter Bunny. My baby, I'm her husband.
Hold on. Wait, she's coming in.
He ain't got laid in a month of Sundays. Caught him once and he was sniffing my undies. He ain't too sharp, but he gets things done. Drinks his beer like it's oxygen. He's my baby.
He's my
I'm
honey.
I'm his honey.
That's
never
funny.
Gonna let him go.
Let him go.
Oh, my God.
That's great.
That's my song all day long.
No. That is their theme song.
There's a theme song for Hillbilly.
When we get married the third time, I'm going to have them play this for a wedding song.
Such a great song.
It was wonderful. Thank you very much.
Well, Jim, we got to roll.
You're welcome.
Kicking ass. Thank you, brother.
Always a pleasure. Thank you, guys.
Stuck in a dinner routine rut? Picking tonight's meal doesn't have to be stressful. Here's an idea. Let Cook Unity handle dinner tonight with premium meals delivered to your door. New menu drops, weekly recommendations, and a growing community of award-winning chefs. Cook Unity offers over 400 meals for every palate. Shake up your meal routine. Go to cookunity.com/rut or enter code RUT before checkout for free premium meals for life.
With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.